You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Welcome to the program, everyone. This is another update as to what's happening in our state of California during this time of crisis. Now, I've already given you numerous updates about different safeguards and provisions that have been put in place or enforced by the state or the California Judicial Council that basically benefit tenants, those that are affected by COVID-19 notwithstanding, but also those that are unaffected by COVID-19. Just this week, we also got an announcement from the governor that $125 million is being issued to help also undocumented people in the state of California during this crisis. But there has not yet been anything done in favor of the property owners too. It almost seems like property owners are being told to be a financial institution for tenants, as if property owners are banks. We're not. We also have financial obligations of our own that we're trying to figure out how we're going to make things meet up. We got taxes down the pipeline that thankfully were pushed into July, but we still got to pay those taxes, property taxes, and we still got mortgages to pay. And for those that try to do a mortgage deference or a mortgage forbearance, as I've discussed recently with Matt from Summit Lending, these benefits are not actually beneficial to us, unless it's one of those extreme cases where you absolutely need it. Meanwhile, we have a cancel rent strike going on, and also the state trying to figure out a way to not have the tenants pay back rent that is owed during this time, even though our leaders have said this is not free rent time. But there's tenant activists out there that are going around trying to get the rent waived during this time, even for those that are unaffected by the current crisis. Having said all that, you would think that there would be something down the pipeline that can at least help property owners, because we deserve equal treatment too. But instead, we get this. And I've been following the rumblings of this, and now that it's become more of a real force, and it was introduced back in February 20th, but with multiple authors being coming in and doing a revision, the last revision as of April 8th is now being picked up by apartment associations. So this one comes from the California Apartment Association, and they are email blasting this that says that they urge the legislature to stop the bill to reduce rents by 25%. A bill in response to the current crisis would force every rental property owner in California to reduce rents by 25%. The bill AB 828 is by Assemblyman Phil Ting, a Democrat from San Francisco, that would force landlords to subsidize the rents of their tenants. Ting's proposal ignores the robust rent and eviction controls already put in place across California. It provides no assurances that landlords can collect rent, remove problem tenants, or get a fair hearing in the court system. AB 828 denies equal justice to housing providers by A, forcing landlords to reduce rents by 25% even if a tenant cannot show hardship during this crisis. B, allowing the courts to set rents and change rental agreements already in place. C, assuming every tenant is facing a crisis hardship and must be compensated for it. D, protecting nuisance tenants. The bill does not require tenants to answer an unlawful detainer complaint. And E, mandating that rental property owners demonstrate an economic hardship to collect the contracted rent. Folks, this is an unfair bill that would allow the government and courts to give reduced rent and extended tenancies to all renters, even those not facing economic hardships. At the same time, it provides no safeguards for landlords. Folks, I have already submitted to my assemblyman in the area. My member is Tom Daly. So I've already informed him to oppose this. Even though he's a Democrat, he has had a good track record defending property owner rights. So hopefully he opposes this bill as well. And I encourage you to get involved. Find out who your district representative is so you can let your assembly member know that you need them to oppose this. Share this message with everyone you know. Folks, I'm going to be leaving a link to the post of from the California Apartments Association on the show notes to come to this episode at www.deandresegovia.com. You know the drill. But I need you to also do something. You need to share it with everyone that you know. I'm doing my part. I did a part over the weekend. And now I got to do this part to spread word around about this situation. Because believe me, this won't even be the last time. There's always going to be something. There's always something down the pipeline. The state is gonna destroy the housing market this way. And as I've repeatedly said on my program, housing is the only thing that could save us from an economic disaster. And that's considering that it's really tough on businesses in California as a whole. But I'm not talking about business here. I'm talking about individuals. Individuals and small businesses that own properties. They are housing providers. We also deserve equal treatment, but no one is affording that to us. And it's sad. It really is sad that this has to be explained repeatedly because the higher ups don't understand it and the activists don't care. So please, we are all in this together. I could get super emotional about this, but look, I'm not going to get into that. All I want is for all of you to look at this clearly. There's been so many safeguards, especially in the past 3 weeks, instituted at the state and the local levels, but nothing in the form of some kind of relief for the property owners. Oh, mortgage deferrals, mortgage forbearance. I've already made an episode about why that might not be a good thing either. So what is left for property owners that cannot make due to pay the bills, including the taxes that are due? We are all in this together, folks. And until the economy reopens, it's going to be one heck of a long, bumpy ride. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Andres Segovia Show. Remember to check out the post in the show notes to accompany this episode, www.theandresegovia.com. Share with everybody you know. And as always, stay tuned, and I'll see you on the next one.